Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Page 39 in your book, I've got a couple of different, I think there's three different changes here on camping permits and fees. First one addresses some areas, specifically the Dude Ranch, Elm Creek, and Shep's Canyon Lakeside use area. These are currently areas that we allow camping but do not charge a fee for. What I would say about these is that in previous years, there has been, for the most part, pretty limited use. We've allowed some camping to happen. It's been a little disorganized, but we've been okay with that because we haven't put a lot of amenities and a lot of energy into making this anything more than a more of a just kind of an ad hoc camping experience. As we have seen over the last couple of years, the demand for camping spots has increased. We are seeing more use of these three areas, and we feel like it's time for us to begin to move these areas into what we call our basic campground facility. There's not electricity there. There's not running water there. There's not a comfort station. But what you will find is a camp pad. We're going to put in some picnic tables, some fire rings, do those kinds of things to just be that basic camping opportunity. We think it's time to do that. And as we invest a little bit more time and effort into making these camping areas, we feel it's also important to make them be part of the basic campground fee. So that's the first change. The second change, as I move down, is the inclusion or the move of Randall Creek from a preferred campground fee of $19 to a prime campsite fee of $22. By rule, we are required to look back at our occupancy levels from Memorial Day to Labor Day. It doesn't say that we need to do it every year. We don't do it every year, but we do it from time to time. Take a look and see what use is in these particular areas. If we reach a number that is 80% occupancy between Memorial Day and Labor Day, it is considered a preferred campground, and a $19 fee applies. If we hit that 90% mark of full campgrounds between Memorial Day and Labor Day, we classify that as a prime campground or a campground. Right now, when we look back at these numbers, we see that we basically got one area that we think is ready to be moved into the prime campsite fee. That's Randall Creek. Randall Creek has been on our radar the last few years. If you recall, we put about a $2.2 million bridge in there after we were closed down for a little over a year due to some flooding events. We got that thing back open, I believe it was Father's Day, roughly Father's Day last year. Saw some great use at the end of the summer, and this year we're seeing about 97% occupancy level between Memorial Day and this weekend. So we would ask that Randall Creek move from the preferred campground fee of $19 into the prime campsite fee of $22. The final fee adjustment that we have is a carryover from some fee adjustments that we did several years ago. That is the Custer State Park French Creek campground fee. This commission, in maybe a different form, approved several different fees for us at that time based on, the things that we were doing, some trends that we were seeing, several years when we hadn't had any fee increases. We came forward with a package that increased our park entrance licenses and our campsites and some of those things. One of the things that was approved at that time through the commission was an increase from $31 to $36 at the French Creek Horse Camp in Custer State Park. That went through the whole process with the commission, and somewhere along the way, we omitted that from getting over to interim rules. And because it was not approved by interim rules, we cannot charge that fee. So what we're asking for is to do it again, based on the same information that we presented the last time, with some improvements, some shade structures that we're putting in down there, with the access to a second corral at French Creek, and some of those other kinds of things that we think that this is still a bargain at $36. We would ask you to approve the increase of $5 per night at Custer State Park French Creek Horse Camp, the same way we did here 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Apologize for that. I hate to make you go through any more worse than what we normally do, but we missed this one going over head of rules, and we'll try to correct that.
Yeah. To make sure that we don't have any other procedural errors on our part, we'll just take these individually instead of under one umbrella. So do we just have the two to deal with, French Creek and?
The first one would be the inclusion of Dude Ranch, Elm Creek, and Chef's Canyon Lakeside use into the basic campground fee.
Okay, hold on. With that, I'd entertain a motion for that.
So moved.
A motion?
Second.
A second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Right.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks. What in a minute?
Next, we would have the movement from Randall Creek from the preferred campground fee of $19 to the prime campsite fee of $22.
That motion, second. Discussion on the motion? Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Commissioner Bartling, I just want to commend the staff that take care of Randall Creek. Also, as your point down there, Randall Creek is really quite beautiful, offers a lot of amenities, and I really don't think that a $3 increase is really too much to ask, because the bridge is really nice. Hopefully it won't go out again. And it's just a very lovely campground, and I know it was really, that's almost max capacity for most of the year. I think it's all right. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And the final thing would be the increase of the Custer State Park Country Creek Horse Camp from $31 to $36, our do-over effort.
Very well. And motion on that? So moved. Commissioner Sharp, seconded by?
Second.
Commissioner Lockin, any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.